Look out for the rats.
I discovered a few rats downtown, and last weekend I brought three of them home with me. They're not real rats, or married people who pocket their wedding rings when going for a drink after work, but art rats. A nearby gallery recently held a one-year anniversary and celebrated by selling donated art to raise money for the artist-run shows. The gallery showcased a room full of rodent-themed pieces, designed from paint, ceramics, wire, and needlepoint. In keeping with the overall sentiment of this province, I'm not overly welcoming towards rats, unless they're the cartoon or stuffed animal variety. But I do like to support our determined artists. It takes exceptional people to bear themselves for public critique. And it takes courage to enter a creative field when there's no guarantee of gain or glory. But try they must. Besides, how many rat sculptures can you give your mother before she stops accepting deliveries? Good thing we have our galleries. It's an indisputable fact. Artists create because they must. Why such admiration? Because I'm a left-brain thinker and can't draw a convincing stick figure. I don't even have a consistent signature when signing my name to the back of my ID and credit cards. My first artistic foray most likely involved popsicle sticks, gold glitter, and glue that ended up everywhere else except the target. Years later, my high school dalliance with textiles resulted in a crooked gingham apron that only a mother, the same one with rat ornaments lining her curio cabinet, could love. Being non-artistic in the field of visual arts has helped me appreciate those who pilot a potter's wheel or wield a welding rod. For that reason, I'll continue to collect and cherish their creations. Will I end up with a Banksy girl with balloon piece that sold for $1.4 million, even though it was partially shredded at auction? Who cares? I buy art because I like it. For my wedding, my sister gave us a sculpted piece, a weird little monster named Theobald who wears a turtleneck and holds a cup in his gnarly monster grip. I'm happy to say that the marriage has fared the storms of time better than Theobald. Although I try to be careful, poor Theobald has been broken on 4 or 5 occasions. Last summer, he fell off a ledge while I read in a chair several feet away. Luckily, I've retained good gluing skills from kindergarten. As for any financial appreciation over the years, Theobald has too many missing pieces to ever increase in value. But I'll never say goodbye to him. Please, no one send me a Rodin sculpture for my next birthday. If my monster is jumping off his ledge, just imagine the trouble the thinker will get into. Hang on, now my new clay rats are starting to eye me with suspicion. Better buy more glue.